Thank you so much for joining us during this season of Lent. Again, relent. Lent means to relent. It means to relinquish. It means to surrender, not just a portion of our life, but our whole life to Jesus. Today, we're going to be reading from John chapter 1, a little longer passage, so hang with me here, 19 through 27. John said, and this is the testimony of John the Baptist, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "Well, who are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" And he said, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" Here's what John said. "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent, these people had been sent from the Pharisees. And they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" And John answered, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." So historians tell us that John the Baptist made his first public appearance in the summer of 26 AD. His dress, camel hair clothes, his diet, locust and wild honey, his preaching, and his emphasis that even the Jews needed repentance and spiritual cleansing caused quite a stir. So it's not surprising that a committee was sent by the Jews to determine who John really was. And John was clear in his answers. "No, I am not the Christ. No, I'm not Elijah. No, I'm not the prophet," spoken about in Deuteronomy 18. John explained simply and plainly that he was the one sent to heighten the spiritual mood of receptivity for the real Messiah, whose sandals, John said, "I am unworthy to untie." John knew what he was made to do. And even with the lights shining on him and his ministry, he kept the focus on Jesus. Not long ago, I read a Sports Illustrated article about the World Series MVP, Cole Hamels. He was an MVP a few years ago. The story was about Hamels' rise to fame, and it focused on his Letterman appearance and his marriage to Heidi Strobel, who became famous for taking off her clothes in return for some Oreos and peanut butter as a contestant on Survivor, the Amazon, an antic which led to the cover of Playboy magazine. The story was all about his appearance and image and learning to live life in the public gaze. And that story reminded me of another article I had read a few weeks earlier about a baseball player named Albert Pujols, arguably the best player in baseball. Pujols referred often to his relationship with Jesus Christ, noting it was the most important thing in his life. He said this, "You know how I want people to remember me? I don't want to be remembered as a great baseball player. I want to be remembered as a great guy who loved the Lord, loved to serve the community, and who gave back. That's the guy I want to be remembered as when I'm done wearing this uniform. That's from the bottom of my heart." And what a contrast in Albert Pujols and Cole Hamels. So here's my question. When the spotlight is shining on you, will you use it to promote yourself, or you use it to point others to Jesus? Two options, but I got to tell you, only one is the right answer. Father, each of us will have the opportunity in life to promote ourselves, promote you. Give us the strength and focus to point people to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.